Let's hear it for Mr. Howard Partridge.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Go get
them. How many of you, if the conference was over right now, you could leave and say it was worth the trip? So should we just quit? No? You mean after all day with Brian Tracy yesterday, half a day of everything you did today, you're still ready to go? Yes? Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do over the rest of today and tomorrow is walk you through what we call the five secrets of a phenomenal business. So if you'll open your book, we're going to, right after Brian Tracy, there should be a sheet that says Phenomenal Leadership Systems. Phenomenal Leadership Systems. How many of you want to have a phenomenal business? A phenomenal business, not just an average business. All right, so you're going to need three things. If you want to have a phenomenal business, you need three things. Number one, everything rises and falls on leadership. Toughest person to lead is who? Ourselves. We have to be the leader if we're going to attract the right people. We have to be the leader if we're going to retain the right people. And speaking of people, if you don't hire the right people, nothing else works, all right? And here's the deal. You're not going to attract the right people if you're not the leader that you need to be, all right? The biggest mistake that you can make is hiring the wrong people because nothing else works. Because you're going to need people to create and implement the systems that you need. And there are five, and that's the third thing that you need is systems. You need leadership, people, and systems. And there are five vital components of a system. I think that this is in your book right there. You need five things. I believe that if you'll study these five things, you'll understand them, you'll develop them in your company. This is what we've done. How many of you have been to our company before? How many of you went this morning? And is completely systematized, is turnkey. I don't even have to be there. The only thing that I do is if my three directors need me, I'm available to them. If one of my team members needs me personally for some reason, they have a goal, they're struggling or whatever, then I'm available to them because I love them, they're my community. But I do not have to be there. I don't even remember the last time. I stopped by there for 5 minutes the other day because I happened to be at the bank down the street, and that's pretty much it. They literally run that company as absolutely turnkey, but here's what we did. First of all, we developed a vision, and I learned from Jim Collins in Beyond Entrepreneurship that your vision consists of your mission, this is what we do every day, your values, this is how we act every day, and your purpose, this is why we do what we do. Now, in the inner circle, we unpack that in detail, but let me just run through it for you quickly. You want to have a one-sentence mission statement for your company. For example, in our service company, it's to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. At Phenomenal Products, it's to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. And then we have five values in both companies: reputation, experience, education, systems, and guarantee. In other words, we're going to protect and promote our reputation. We're going to get as much experience as we can. We're going to get as much education as we can. We're going to develop our people through education. We're going to bring that education to our clients. And then we're going to operate by systems. And the reason is there's one big reason to have systems in your businesses for that customer experience. How many of you know that the experience that you provide is what's going to set your company apart, right? So that comes through leadership where we have to define what that's going to look like, all right? So We have a mission statement, a one-sentence mission statement. Then we've got five values, education, training. We're going to be, how many of you know that if you really want to build a phenomenal business, you have to be the one in your industry that's providing the education? By the way, when we get to marketing, that's a big part of marketing, is if you'll be the one in your industry to provide the information, to provide the education, you're going to set yourself up as the leader in your company, all right? Or in your industry, I should say, your company as the industry leader. And the most important thing is, so we've got our values, reputation, experience, education, systems, so that we can create the right experience for our clients. And then we have our commitment or guarantee. So you want to have a specific statement on what you're going to do if a client is unhappy. So in our service company, we offer 100% money-back guarantee. Now in coaching, it's a little bit different because it requires you to apply yourself. Now we sell books or CDs and things like that, 100% money-back guarantee. You can decide what's right for your company by visiting with your coach. If you build houses, you obviously can't offer a 100% money-back guarantee or do a $30,000 restoration project or something. But here's the thing. I built two dream homes, and I can tell you that both of our builders were phenomenal. And their reputation is based on how they handle when things go wrong. Like the first home here in Houston that we built, our first dream home that we built, I mean, 2 years, 3 years after, if there was a little something, we'd call the builder, he'd send somebody right out there. So how you handle your guarantee, how you handle that is going to affect your reputation. All right, so you need to have values. And then probably the most important thing is your purpose, because you need to understand why you do what you do. There's a great book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. How many of you have read that book? It says start with why, because there are what companies, and most companies are what companies. This is what we do. There are how companies, and that takes it up a notch. This is how we do what we do. That's a little bit different. But why companies are the most successful companies. And not only that, why companies inspire team members, because as Jim Collins says, if your team members don't connect the meaning of why they do what they do to their everyday work, they're not going to be as engaged and as inspired. Does that make sense? So it's important for us as leaders to constantly communicate. Like when we get a testimonial or something good happened with a client, I share that. I'm continually sharing that with the team because I want them to understand that if they're doing nothing but data entry, that they're making a difference in somebody else's life. Does that make sense? You have to communicate that. Leadership is effectively communicating your vision, your MVP. And as Jim Collins says in Beyond Entrepreneurship, he said, leaders don't communicate. It's not that they can, it's just that they don't. He said, you need constant communication, up, down, sideways, continual, constant communication, why we do what we do. Don't ever forget it, and don't ever let your team members forget why we do what we do. Because someone you're serving in a line at your restaurant might be having a bad day, and that person that's serving them, making that burrito or bowl or whatever it is, could brighten their day. Always remember why you do what you do and make that part of your purpose statement. So at our service company, our purpose is to be the knight in shining armor to our community, because most of our clients are female. They're mostly affluent, and service companies are lying to them, standing them up and taking advantage of them every day. And that's the reason we do what we do, is to protect them from the unscrupulous service companies out there. At Phenomenal Products, the why behind we do what we do is to help small business owners have more life, live in freedom every day. Every day I wake up and my prayer is, how many people can we help? And our business plan for 2017 is very simple. Help more people. Because Zig Ziglar said you can have Everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. I'm going to tell you an organization that I'm going to help a lot this year. Right back here. OGB. Right there. Okay? All right. By the way, how many veterans do we have in the room? If you're a veteran, I want you to stand up for a second. If you're a veteran, stand up. Here's the thing. That's leadership right there. Someone who would willingly put their life on the line for other people. That's leadership. And when I went to Orlando this past weekend, I really dreaded going down there, honestly. I was like, this is going to be the most difficult thing I've done in a long time. What am I going to say to widows? What am I going to say to people who lost, right, Ruth? I mean, what am I going to say to a widow that lost her husband or children that lost their father? What are you going to say? And it's not what you say that makes the difference as a leader, it's what you do. So I didn't get a chance to tell you this yet, Jose, but I had a conversation with some of the people there, and I said, what happens after these events? We need to have OGB pods, and we need to get some of you folks to volunteer to just have a pod with some of these people so that they can connect with each other. Just have a facilitator so that they can love on each other. And so I'm gonna dedicate myself to help as many veterans through OGB as possible. But here's the cool thing that happens when you commit to doing something like that. You go do something like that because you know it's the right thing to do. And then you get there, and, you know, my presentation was okay and all that. I'm connected with some people. But there's a guy there. I have a dream of restoring the oldest lighthouse in the Caribbean that happens to be in Puerto Rico. Well, guess what? He's got a whole team down there. He's about to plant an organic garden. Not garden, field, whatever it is. What do you call it? Farm. Yeah, farm. Hello. You know, I'm from Alabama, right? Okay. I mean, organic. What's that? Okay. So we're going down there, and we're going to help out with that. We're going to help some of these veterans have meaning. But bigger than that, we're going to take a bunch of youth from Puerto Rico out there and create this effort to restore this lighthouse that's on this beautiful little island. It's just amazing. And so I get done with my thing. A guy comes up that's on the OGB team who's from Puerto Rico. And he said, oh, you're going to go over there and do that? Well, we were just there last weekend. Here's the pictures. And here's my boat. We'll take you over there on the boat. We'll fly you over there on our jet. And I'm like, I'm in. See, so when you do the right thing, amazing things happen, right? But you don't do the right thing so that amazing things happen. They just do, all right? You don't do the right thing. You don't help other people because of what you're going to get. You help other people because it's the right thing to do, and it's just a natural, spiritual law that is going to come back to you. Simple as that. That's leadership. That's leadership. All right. So you got to have a vision. Most of you have learned about our org chart. I want to just remind you of this list here that everybody in the company needs to know what their responsibility is. And you take those positions on the org chart, just like a football team. You take those positions on the org chart and you give each one of those positions what we call a PRD. That's a performance results description. It's like a job description. But I don't want people having a job. I want people having results. One of the best things that Brian Tracy said yesterday was that when you have someone new, when you hire somebody new, overload them. Like, I mean, just pile it on. And I hate to say that in front of Alexandra, but, I mean, it's just that she's going to get, like, a list, okay? Because I found out that I went from being all D, I used to do that, and I got great results. And then I got solved, man. I went to my I side. I'm a DI, and it's like, you know, I just love people, and I'm too easy on them. Oh, there you are. She's like, but guess what? She can handle it. I know what she's got. And then you need to have policies. Do you have an employee handbook? On the Inner Circle site, you can download our employee handbook. But take that, give it to a labor attorney, make sure that it's legal in your state and all of that. You want to have a dress code policy. You want to have all those kinds of things. By the way, the PRDs, the org chart, the MVP, all of that is on the Inner Circle site that all of you that are members have access to. Get with your coach, understand how to use it, and then you need to create step-by-step procedures for the things that you do in your business. Let me give you a shortcut. On the technical stuff that you do, what you want to do is find a trainer in your industry that teaches that stuff and pay them a licensing fee to use that in your company. Like we have this, one of the things that our service company does is takes care of high-end oriental rugs, and so we just use a manual from some trainers that we just use. If whatever we do, we just do what's in that book because they're the best in the world. Cool thing is I inspired that book. It's a $495 manual, and many years ago I was coaching them. I was like, you got to have a manual, you got to have a book. And so that book that some of you guys have, that real thick, like, full color, it's phenomenal, was me telling them, you need to have this. Because I was looking at their stuff and their seminar, I said, man, you need to have that. And that's really helped a lot of people. So you need to have procedures because people need to know why they're doing what they're doing, and they need to know what to do, of course. So if you'll understand these five things, you can systematize your business. You need a vision. So think about a football team, all right? Let's think about the Super Bowl that happened here in Houston, right? The
Pats won that?
Oh, yeah, the Pats won. I was there. It was awesome. It was great. And people said, hey, that's the best Super Bowl you could have ever gone to. It was amazing. It was just amazing. You saw the game. It was just fabulous. What's the vision of a football team? Pro football team is win the Super Bowl, right? You think that's what they talk about every day? You think that's what they focus on? What are the best coaches, the best leaders, what do they focus on?
The basics.
The basics, the next game. How about this? The greatest college football team in the world.
Roll Tide.
Who said it? Roll Tide. Come on now. Come on. Well, hey, what's Nick Saban's? What's his philosophy? It's the process, and all he wants you to focus on as a player is the next play. How many of you would agree that if every single player just does their job right now, this play, that everything would work out, right? So you have the team, you have all the positions, you have the players. How many of you know that a quarterback has different gifts than, say, a lineman, right? So you get the right people on the bus and get them in the right positions. Then we have a playbook, and then we have training that says, here's how to do your job. And if you do your job every single day and we got a good game plan, see, leaders create the game plan. And then we got to get the cooperation of everybody to implement that game plan. Just focus on, what's the reason that the biggest reason that receivers miss the ball? They take their eye off the ball, right? They're thinking about the next step, which is don't get hit by this guy, you know, or get into the end zone, and they don't catch the ball because they take their eye off of this play. So that's really important in leadership. So you got to have procedures. John Maxwell says that everything rises and falls on leadership, and he says that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. How many of you would agree that every single human being has influence in someone else's life? Is that true? So if every single person in the world has influence in someone else's life, then every single person in the world is a leader. The question is it going to be a positive influence or a negative influence? And that's going to be determined by the values of the leader. How do you gain influence in someone else's life is by adding value to them. Zig Ziglar said it best. You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. See, that's the best leadership quote ever right there. And Zig never even called it a leadership quote. But how many of you would agree that if you would help your team members get what it is that they want to get, and this is the best thing that I can tell you today, that if you focus on helping each one of your team members reach their personal and professional goals, you will attract, retain, and develop the very best people, and they will serve you unbelievable. But the problem is that most business owners, most managers, they don't do that. They don't care for their people. They are not interested in their personal lives. They just do your job. So you're not going to get them to do your job unless you invest in them and build a relationship with them. Dale Carnegie said that leadership is enlisting the willing cooperation of others to achieve a goal. There's two key words there. First of all, there's got to be a goal. Yeah, the goal is win the Super Bowl. The vision is win the Super Bowl. Goal is to win this game. In order to win this game, we got to have first downs. In order to get first downs, we got to make this play. And the one thing training, there's something called goal setting to the now. So you have your dream out there, then you have your 5-year goal, then you have your 3-year goal, then you have your 1-year goal, then you have what you're going to do this month and what you're going to do this week in your Ziglar planner, and then what you're going to do today. That's simple goal setting. That's what Brian Tracy would tell you. It's just as simple as that. The question is, how bad do you want it? Is the real question. But our team members need to understand what the goal is. So you got to give them a goal. And how do you enlist the willing cooperation? Well, look at what Dwight Eisenhower said. He said, leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something that you want done because they want to do it. Why would they want to do it? Because you've added value to them. See, influence is adding value to people. How many of you know about the law of reciprocity? How many of you have heard about that? All right? So if I give you something, you give me something. Right? So in other words, if I give you peanuts, as an example, just an example. Oh, I already got a hand clap. See, I didn't even give it out yet, and I got somebody clapping. I can't throw that far. Let me see. I might hit somebody. This is the craziest thing. I got
to
tell Southwest Airlines about
this.
Why does everybody want Southwest peanuts? I don't understand it. Look at this. It's crazy. What? Does anybody here know somebody at Southwest Airlines that I mean, it's like, you know somebody? Can I talk to them? Huh? Okay, would y'all come see me? I promise I'll give you like bags and bags of peanuts. Okay, here we go. You know I got teaching to do, right? Yeah. Should I just like get the whole bag and set it on the table? Here, I'll do what I did. What?
Hire an assistant.
Oh, there you go. Good one. We're going to up this. Hey, Isaiah, would you help me out, please? Okay. All right. So I'm going to do to you what the Southwest flight attendant did to me, okay?
Right.
Like I made some kind of smart comment like you just made. And so here's what she said. She said, I'll take care of you, troublemaker. So she comes back with this whole bag of peanuts. Have a seat right there. And this is what she did. She said, here you go. You want some peanuts? There you go. So you can help me out. Go take care of those people, okay? All right. Hey, I just got somebody to do something they probably didn't want to do. Right? He probably did. Yeah, there we go. Look at this. Careful, 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 careful. Did you notice that I didn't tell him how to do this? Okay. There was no procedure. Okay. All right. So maybe we call up Southwest Airlines. Maybe the thing that we do is say, look, we got to have peanuts for every table. Can you just, you know, have them on the table when we get here? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right. My definition of leadership is effectively communicating your vision. Well, first of all, there has to be a vision. And I have found that that's hard for a lot of business owners. We have so much trouble. We have so many issues that we can't see the vision. And guess what? We need help with that. I need help with that. I need community around me. I need a coach to help me flesh out my vision. But vision is just the first part of it. I can see the vision. And I'm a guy who's blessed with an abundant imagination, okay, and a lot of confidence. I can come up with some doozies of a vision. Let me just tell you. My wife and I have an arrangement where she loads the dishwasher and I unload it. And I had a doozy of a vision one time. I mean, this thing was so big that I had my eyes closed. It was like restoring the oldest lighthouse in Puerto Rico or something like that, or in the Caribbean in Puerto Rico, something like that. It was different, but I mean, it was so big. I had my eyes closed. I had my hands in the air and said, honey, I see us doing this and doing that. And my wife's so practical. She's standing there like this, saying, tapping her foot, saying, I got a vision, too, of you clearing out that dishwasher right there so I can get in there and load it. So sometimes vision is the easier part, but how many of you have found out that communicating that vision that we all see with a different colored glasses? How many of you know about DISC? So what are the issues with communicating, right? What keeps us from communicating with other people? What about age? How do young people want to communicate today?
Text.
And before too long, they ain't even going to text you. It's like you got to go to their Instagram to get any kind of information. You know what I mean? Or you got to get Snapchat or something. I mean, I'm 56, and when I started hearing about Snapchat and all that, I was even calling it by the wrong name. You know, Victoria was chuckling because I called it Snapchat, you know. And she said, no, it's Snapchat. Actually, I was doing it on purpose just to make her giggle. But the point is that you can have all the vision you want, but if you can't communicate that vision, it doesn't matter. All right? So I'm going to share with you in just a minute how to improve that communication. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience. What's the experience that your team members are having every day when they come to work with you? What's the experience that you're having right now that's keeping people from coming to work for you? I used to be so high D, man. I'd show up in the morning, you know, did this get done, that get done, and what are we doing about this, and that's wrong, and we need to fix that, and I was just like, you know, and somebody finally said, Howard, there are people around, you might say hello. What did I share with you yesterday? That the way you value human beings is going to be a reflection of your leadership. If people are just objects as the means to an end, you're not going to go very far in leadership. On the other hand, if you don't hold them accountable, you're going to have problems. So I met this old preacher and he said, you know, how many of you have heard the term tell the truth in love, right? The literal translation is truthing in love, okay? This old preacher told me, he said, you know, truth without love is brutal. Truth without love is brutal. Love without truth is sentimental. And I think that we fall in one of two ditches as leaders. I know I have. Either it's the truth, do this, do that without a relationship, or it's, oh, I care about you so much, it's okay. What if people showed up every day and they knew how much you cared about them? In fact, you cared about so much about them. You saw so much potential in them that you're like, I know you can do this, so I'm going to give you a whole list because I know you can do it. I'm going to give you a big goal. Aliki's got a big goal for next year, and I know she can do it because I've seen what she's done. By the way, Aliki is about to come on our team. She's getting married. In January, she's going to move from the service company, she's moving to Kentucky, and she's going to come on the Phenomenal Products team in January, and she is going to rock it. Give her a big hand clap. She's going to rock it. Then you need systems. A phenomenal leadership system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. If you've done our leadership assessment, you're going to see on there that you need to have a mission statement. You need to have a way of recruiting people. I've been recruiting Aliki since she was born. I've been recruiting Alexandra since she was 17. And what I do is when I find people that I want on my team, I start building a relationship with them. I just start adding value to them, help them with their goals, help them with their life, encourage them, support them. I mean, what's the worst that could come out of that? That you're going to be a little bit more blessed? It's the worst thing that could happen. What's the best thing that could happen? They might be willing to join your team. So we got to understand the DISC model of human behavior. And that is a phenomenal tool. If you haven't really dug into that, I want to encourage you to do so. By the way, we have a half-day DISC Advantage training that if you haven't been through, Santiago will go through that training with you and with your team. It's amazing. How many of you have been through the DISC training with Santiago with your team? Okay. It's amazing, right? What if you get everybody on the team understanding what their behavior style is? And how many of you know that when you communicate out of their style, not your style? And that's hard, isn't it? Because we're naturally wired that way. And how many of you found yourself, you're communicating out of your style, and you say, whoa, back up, I better communicate out of their style. Right? Very important. Here's the point that I want to make to you today. I think if you get this, that everything will change for you. I was at Microsoft with John Maxwell, and we got to hear from Kevin Turner, who at the time was the chief operating officer of Microsoft. And Kevin Turner is one of the few people who worked closely with both Sam Walton and Bill Gates. Talk about some experience. And he said this. He said, leaders are coaches. And by the way, the original definition of a coach is the word carriage, something that would take you from here to there, right? So a coach, what a good coach does is takes you from where you are to where you want to be. And here's what I've realized is that the idea, I don't know why this is, but we're still, as business owners and managers in corporate America and small business, we're all still trying to use the old command and control method. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And it doesn't work. It absolutely does not work. Yeah, you can get some people to do some things, but what happens? How do they really feel? How engaged, how loyal are they really when you turn your back, when you're not there? They can't wait to get out of there. They can't wait to get out of your company. So instead of command and control, think about this. Care and coach. Instead of command and control, care and coach. I care enough about you, I value you, that I'm going to coach you. Now, I might coach you right out of the company. But that really depends on our coaching session and whether we determine whether we are the right fit for you or not. So on the Inner Circle website, you've got our coaching process where you're just going to ask questions. Coaches ask good questions. You cannot be a great leader if you're not a great coach. You cannot be a great coach if you don't learn how to ask good questions. Do you know what to do? Do you know how to do it? Do you have the resources to do it? Do you have the time to do it? They'll try to get you on the time. And it might be your fault because you might have a systems problem, so we got to ask some more questions about that. Okay, so you don't feel like you have the time. Is the load bigger than it was before? Did the job expand? How many of you know on your org chart when the box expands that you're going to have to either add some more people in there or take some of those items out of there? Does that make sense? We got a systems problem. Or, hey, the way that we're doing this is not the right way to do it. How many of you know the big rock, little rock exercise where you get a container And you got big rocks, you got small rocks, you got pebbles, you got sand, and you got water, right? Now, this exercise is normally on productivity, right? You got to eat that big, ugly frog first thing in the morning, right? You got to do that first. That's the big rock, all right? If you put the big rocks in, then you put the pebbles, the smaller rocks in, then you put the pebbles in, then you put the sand in, then you put your water in, everything fits. But if you put the water in first, then you put the sand in, then you put the pebbles in, then you put the little rocks in, the big rocks won't go in there. The same is true for procedures. So when we ask good questions, instead of getting on somebody that they didn't do something or something didn't happen, instead of doing that, ask them a question. Hey, I'm noticing this over here. Can you tell me about that? That's not good. How'd that happen? Oh, we put the water in first. Let's go back to the training. We're supposed to put the big rock in first. You get that? So you can only get that by asking questions. You go haul off and get all high D on somebody, you haven't even found out what happened. How many of you have gotten on to somebody and you found out later it wasn't even their fault? Other than me. There you go. Let's just all raise our hands and surrender. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look like the French army. Sorry. Anyway. Ooh. Not any Frenchmen in here, is it? Okay. Where's Evan? Oh, he's American now. Okay. All right. So a leader's a coach. A coach gets you from where you are to where you want to be. A coach inspires you to reach your peak potential. A coach holds you accountable. A coach ensures that you have received training. A coach makes sure that you're in the right position. And a coach exercises authority while remaining responsible. So do you know where your people are right now? Have you done, not physically, but have you done a will of life assessment with them? Have you taken them through the DISC profile? Where are they right now? In fact, Kevin Turner, what he said was when he brings someone on his personal team, the very first thing that he does in an interview before he brings them on, he's asked them about their personal goals. And then when they come on the team, he has them do a 30-minute presentation. This is amazing. This is an awesome takeaway. In fact, this is something that we should do, Santi, with some of our companies that we're coaching with. This is something that you guys should do. Is they do a 30-minute presentation called Who Am I? How cool is that? That's a good start with kind of the whole community thing, right? I mean, how many of you found out some stuff about people they've been working for you for like about 5 years? It's like, I know that. I'm still finding stuff out. See what I mean? Coach inspires you to reach your peak potential. I know that most managers, most small business owners, most people in this room don't consider themselves to be inspirational. And if you do, there's probably something wrong with you. But you probably got some ego issues. But how many of you would like to know how to inspire people? All right? So there's something called AIR, A-I-R. People need AIR. All human beings need AIR. They need appreciation, inspiration, and recognition. Now, which profile do you think prefers recognition? Yeah, outgoing, D's and I's. Which profiles do you think need appreciation? That's going to be S and C. So one of the leadership books that I'm reading right now makes a big deal about personalized recognition, all right? The more personal it can become. So what I've learned is that reserve types, they don't want to be up here on the stage. But a note of appreciation, a gift, or something that nobody else knows about really goes a long way with them. But an outgoing type, man, bring them up on the stage, give them a gold star, high five, woo-hoo, and man, they just love that. So what's in between A and R is I. When you help other people, when you serve other people, when you care about other people, when you support and encourage other people and help them to become the person that they were created to be, they're going to be inspired by you. You don't have to be charismatic to inspire somebody. Have you ever had someone, a humble person, serve you and you were totally inspired by that? By an act of kindness that they did? Yeah, that's inspiration. A coach holds you accountable. And again, accountability, going back to yesterday, accountability is becoming the person that you were, that you want to be. So in other words, I say that I want to, I value health. I want to be healthy. If I'm eating ice cream all the time, then my coach needs to ask me some questions. Right? My coach needs to say, okay, so you want to be healthy. What's the deal with the ice cream? It was really funny to be at dinner with Brian the other night because he wanted to go to steak dinner. I emailed his assistant, you know, does he have any specific thing for dinner? And said, take him to a nice steakhouse. We did, a nice steakhouse. And so we sit down. He looks at the menu and everything. He said, by the way, dinner's on us. We appreciate you having me out. I thought, that's good. Here's a guy who knows who the customer is, right? Especially with the prices on this menu. I mean, I was okay with, I'm treating them, I'm okay with paying it, but I was like, that says a lot about him. So he's the steak and everything, and big mashed potatoes, barely touched that, but, you know, everything comes. And then the waitress comes with the dessert menu. Do you guys want to see the dessert menu? He said, yeah, I just want to look at it. I'm like, okay, the goal's got, let's see what's going to happen here, you know, I'm waiting. So he's looking through. He said, man, I just like to look at this and fantasize. I was like, I wonder if he's going to give in to the temptation and go in there tomorrow and talk about goals, you know. So finally he just put it down. He said, that was nice. Never ordered dessert. It's really cool. Accountability is also Tom Ziegler studying Hebrew, and he's been reading one of Rabbi Daniel Lappin's book. And the Hebrew word, according to Tom Ziegler, I haven't looked it up yet, I don't doubt him at all, says that accountability in Hebrew terms means to focus on what's important now. Listen, that's a writer downer. If you want to be more successful in life, if you want to be more successful in business, you have to, as a leader, you have to have the ability to focus on what's important now and ignore everything else. The one thing. That's the power of the one thing. I have a friend who actually spoke at our conference. I'd love to have this guy back. He is head of the spacewalk program when we had the shuttles. He's been up on 4 shuttle missions, astronaut right here in Houston. His name is Dr. David Wolf, and just the video. I actually have the video. I found the video. I'm going to play it for you guys one of these days. And he had their whole shuttle mission to the music of Born to Be Wild. It was awesome. I mean, like, awesome. And so maybe in October we'll do an oldies theme or something, you know, like the vintage Inner Circle conferences. They were called Roundtable back then. But anyway, it was amazing. And my friend who introduced me to him was writing a book on power words, on success words. And he asked Dr. Wolf, he said, what one word would you pick as the most important word for success? And he goes, perspicacious. I'm like, that has more than 2 syllables. I'm from Alabama, but I have Google. He's like cooking dinner for us and counter's right here. I'm like, talk to him. So what it means is the ability to stay focused no matter what's going on around you. How many of you saw the movie Gravity? Right? And so, I mean, all this space junk is flying around. I mean, you better be focused. It's really about focus. Focus, implement, and track. It's that simple. Focus, implement, and track. What's important now? Be accountable. Do you have a vision of who you want to become? Do you have a vision of where you want your company to go? Do you have a vision of... You're never going to figure it all out of what it's going to look like. You don't know what's going to happen. But guess what? If you don't have a vision, how are you going to get there? How are you ever going to get there? So accountability is becoming the person that you want to become, staying accountable to the things that you said are important to you. And that's one piece of coaching. So as a coach, as a leader, as a business owner, we have to help our folks. Ask them. Tell me what your goals are. What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of values do you want to have? What do you want this wheel of life to look like? What are your goals in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year? You know, what's your dream? One exercise that I love that we'll do in Destin. By the way, our next conference is the Destin Dream Retreat, the 2017 Destin Dream Retreat. That's going to be July 27th through 29th in Destin, okay? And those of you that are in 777, we're going to do John Maxwell Intentional Living on July 26th, the day before. So July 27th through 29th, and I'm going to share with you the 17 principles of how I've reached my biggest dreams in life and business and how you can too. It's the Destin Dream Retreat is just... it's just rich. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, a leader is a coach. A coach ensures that you've received training. You know, we tell people to go out and do a good job. We think that they know how to do it. We know how to do it. We make assumptions. Make sure that you have good training in place. I mean, do you think you're going to win the Super Bowl and people are going to perform without training? Training gives confidence. Alexandra was telling me yesterday how much she's learned from Santiago because Santiago's been training her on all this AV stuff. And training gives you confidence. So we need to make sure that we're giving our people the training that they need. She hasn't even done orientation yet. So this week she'll do orientation. She'll learn our MVP. She'll see our org chart. She'll learn about our policies and procedures. And she'll get her PRD and all that stuff. It's going to be long. You can thank, I'll give you Brian Tracy's email. You can thank him for that. Okay. A coach makes sure that you're in the right position. Would Elvis Presley have made a very good accountant? Would Bill Gates make a very good Las Vegas entertainer? Okay. So do you want the high I in accounting? Do you want the C in outside referral marketing for a fun company? Now, get the right people on the bus and get them in the right seat. A coach exercises authority while remaining responsible. One of the challenges we have, I'm just going to tell you, as business owners, is ego. No. I had it. And ego is driven by fear. Ego and pride, guilt, the feeling of inadequacy, all these things that we feel as leaders, deep down inside somewhere is fear. You may not realize it, you may not be conscious of it, but you want everybody to know that you're the boss, which is really saying, I don't feel like I have any control here, so let me bulk up a little bit and let everybody know who's boss here so I can get some things done. The boss here. You better bring me my white shoes or we're going to find out. You better bring my shoes. Okay. So listen, you don't need to throw your weight around. Forget that. It's over. It's gone. It's been gone. It's been dead for a long time and nobody knew it. Command and control has been dead for 20 years. But some leaders, some managers just didn't know that, okay? It's called care and coach. And a good coach doesn't just love on people without any accountability. And I've made that mistake. I've made every mistake in leadership you could almost possibly make. There's a few that I haven't, which I'm thankful for. But accountability doesn't have to be harsh. You don't have to be harsh as a leader. As Dale Carnegie said, people are attracted more by honey than they are vinegar. I'm just saying. How many of you have either said this or heard people say the statement that's on the screen right now? I can't find good people. All right. Several years, many, many years ago, we're at our lease space. I didn't have my building yet. And there's this like gangster looking car sitting out in the parking lot. And these two guys are sitting in the car, doors are swung open, and pot smoke is billowing out of the car. And they've been sitting there for about 30 minutes smoking pot. Finally, guy gets out of the vehicle, starts walking up to our building, and steps inside the front door. I'm like, what could he possibly want? He's wearing cut-off blue jeans, flip-flops, yellow tank top, big tattoo here, and sunglasses on, which he never took off. And he goes, y'all hiring? I said something that's not exactly legal, so don't use this, because you got to get somebody to sign a paper before you say this, but this is what I said before I knew how to do this. I said, we do require a drug test. Is that going to be a problem? He goes, that going to be today? How many of you know that if you know in advance that there's ways to pass the drug test? I'm just saying. How many of you have advertised for employees and people like that have shown up for a job? I'm telling you, all of business and all of life is about relationships. If you become the kind of person that you need to become, or the people in your organization that are attracting people, and you add value to people, you recognize people, you inspire people, you help people, you support them, you encourage them, you'll attract the right people to your life. You got to build your network. You got to build your network for external clients and internal customers. It's just as simple as that, guys. It's as simple as that. Leadership comes back to us. And here's the thing. If you have a dream, how many of you have a dream? How many of you have a big dream? All right? If you have a dream but no team, you have to either give up the dream or build up the team. I don't know about you, but I ain't giving up my dream. And part of the challenge I have right now is my dream 6 weeks away, so what am I going to do now? Well, I guess I'm going to go restore a lighthouse in Puerto Rico, I guess. John, you going to come with me?
Sure.
All right, let's go. I mean, you know, the worst thing that can happen is we spend a lot of time in the Caribbean on sailboats and beautiful water on beautiful beaches trying to figure it out. It might take a long time. I mean, we might have to go down there every winter for several months to figure this thing out. See what I mean? Hey, maybe not such a bad dream. I mean, make it an impossible dream. Make it so impossible that it can't be done, but you have to be in the Caribbean every year to make it happen, to have any chance, right? I thought that was a bad dream, but I just realized it was brilliant. Love it. Awesome. So you got to have a team. Listen, Gary Keller said, no one succeeds alone. There's no way that any one of us can effectively do all the stuff that we got to do, marketing, sales, operations, administration, do it, manage it, create it, all of that stuff without a team. I don't care if you outsource everything. You got to have a team if you're going to reach a big dream. If you don't have a big dream, Y'all need a very good team. Got a big dream? Need a big team. And when you treat your people right, when you get this right, they will want you to reach your dream because you're helping them reach theirs. Kevin Turner again says, people want to work for people who have dreams and aspirations. Why would someone want to work for you if you have a hard job and all you do is complain about how hard your work is and how difficult your life is? Nobody's attracted to that. Now, I'm not saying be something that you're not, but I am saying that when I was building my local service company right here, and to this day, I will not even go to my office unless I'm in uniform. And uniform means that you got your shirt tucked in, you got a belt on, you got dress shoes on, you got socks on. I wouldn't go to the grocery store when I was the face of that company without shaving and being ready to run into somebody. You might run into somebody at the grocery store. You might run into somebody on the break that can be the key relationship that makes all the difference in your business and in your life. Today, you don't know. So you always have to be ready. My favorite outfit's a bathing suit, and that's it, and that's scary. And today I can go anywhere because nobody knows me. And I can dress any way that I want to dress because nobody knows me. Denise thinks she's going to put me to work down there in Destin, Florida, doing pods and meetings. And I ain't working when I'm down there. But she has a way of making me do the things that I don't want to do because she does influence me. So I'll probably be doing that down there. Who knows? Anyway, the point is this. People want to work for people who have dreams and aspirations because if you're going somewhere, hey, I can get on that bus. Maybe I can go with you. But if you ain't going anywhere, what's going to happen to me? So I was always, and still, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to take interest in your life. I'm going to dress appropriately. I'm going to groom myself appropriately. I'm not going to be somebody that I'm not, but I'm going to do whatever I can to attract the right people. I mean, listen, you've met my team members, right? Do we have a phenomenal team or what?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. These people of that caliber, they ain't going to work for somebody that doesn't have any values, doesn't have any dreams, doesn't have any goals, they're just not going to do it. They're not going to work for someone who isn't positive. All right, so let's talk about this. What kind of person are you looking for? All right, before I give you that list, maybe I'll throw out some more peanuts. How about that? All right, so what kind of person are you looking for? Just make up something if you want peanuts. How about that?
Motivated.
You want somebody who's motivated? Who said that? Okay, there we go.
Hard work.
Where's Isaiah?
Ethical.
Man, I almost forgot the procedure. Don't throw it like that, like toss it so you don't hit anybody. Don't hurt anybody. That's
Sir.
The key, okay? All right. You know why we're doing this, right? Because they're hungry. Come on, go ahead. Yeah. Well, we're going to have fun while we're doing it. All right.
Humble.
Okay.
Positive.
Dude, that's too far. Like, okay. Let's set a procedure here. Okay. Right. Okay. You're not close enough if you can't just toss it to them without hitting somebody else or making them go pick it up. You're getting this? Come on. Huh? Well, that's not the point. I got to train him, so come over here. All right. So is this guy over there. This is called training, by the way. Okay, right there. There we go. Oh, it was close. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. All right, so what kind of people do you want? What kind of people are you looking for? Huh?
They speak well.
They communicate well. They're good on the computer.
Ethical. Honest.
Ethical, honest.
Team player.
Team player,
talented.
Talented, smart, Huh?
Teachable.
Clean language. Alcohol.
Hungry,
oh, hungry and humble. Okay.
Integrity.
Okay. Hey, Charles is on to something. Patrick Lencioni wrote a book called The Ideal Team Player. The ideal team player is smart, humble, and hungry. Smart, humble, and hungry. How many of you know that in corporate America, they hire smart people that aren't very humble? Or they hire people who are hungry that ain't smart. Humble, hungry, smart. Phenomenal book. A great assessment in that book. Patrick Lencioni is one of my favorite leadership authors. He wrote The Advantage. He wrote The Ideal Team Player. He wrote The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. Study Patrick Lencioni. That's your next level, latest, greatest homework right there. Patrick Lencioni. The Advantage. Seriously?
Yes.
L-E-N-C-I-O-N-I, Lencioni. Lencioni. Give Isaiah a big hand clap for doing a phenomenal job. All right. Okay, so you said you wanted somebody motivated, hungry, humble, talented. They're good on the computer. They communicate well. They're honest. They have integrity. Basically, this is what you said right here. You're not asking for much, are you? I mean, seriously? In 2017, this is what you're looking for? Is it attainable? Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Especially if you let them know that you're looking for
all those
things.
Okay.
And get them to sing happy birthday.
Power.
That's right.
Power.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
you have to pay that person a lot of money. Actually, here's the truth. You want to know what statistics say? Study after study after study, thousands of employees over the years, hasn't changed in 50 years. The statistics clearly show, research clearly shows that money is about number 4 or 5 on the list. In fact, if you attract somebody and their first issue is money, you probably got the wrong person because they're probably not going to match up to all of this. We had a girl come and interview with us for a part-time social media position, part-time. She wants $70,000. I said, girl, Max says, I can do that. Yeah, I'll do that myself. I'm like, you better show me your portfolio that you got a company that you've, you know, grown some accounts here. I'll pay you the 70, and I don't care how many hours you work, but you better show me some results. But so what she was basically saying is I'm looking for a sucker. And we're like, you ain't gonna find it here. I'm just saying, okay? All right, so this is what you want. All right, so what do you think was on the list before money that employees want? That's right. The most important thing that employees want is honest and sincere appreciation. Honest and sincere appreciation. They want to know what's going on. Leadership is effectively communicating. They want to be in on things. In fact, the leadership books that I'm reading, whether that's Scrum or Patrick Lencioni stuff, everybody should know everything. Everybody should know everything. I actually started practicing that on this conference. Is no matter what it was that I was communicating with the team on text message, if it was something for Santi, for AV, for the back table, for whatever, I copied everybody. Because I don't know who might not be looking at their phone right now, and the person standing next to them says, oh, did you get that text from Howard? He wants this, that, or the other thing. Everybody should, and then they get the vision. Did you know that we have a mission for our conferences? That our mission statement for our conference is to create the most phenomenal community experience ever. Did you know that we have three values for our conference? Guess what they are? Appreciation, inspiration, and recognition. Did you know that we have a purpose for our conference? And that is to help you have more life, to live in freedom every day. We don't want you to be stuck anymore. We don't want you to be stuck mentally, spiritually, physically, materially, in your business, in your family relationships. We want you to have freedom. So where were we? People want honest and sincere appreciation. They want to be in on things. In other words, you got to communicate, keep the communication open. How many of you know that companies, there's no trust level there, right? Because not only are they hiding things, I know people who work for corporations, they're literally telling you to lie, input this stuff onto the computer so that we can send that up to corporate so everything looks a little more rosy than it is so that this manager can get their bonus. Number three, they want a good work environment. In other words, everything's, you know, positive, organized, clean, not chaotic. And number four, they want good benefits. Good benefits typically come before money. In other words, people will work for less money if they have great benefits. And benefits might be flexible schedule. And that's one of the things that you're going to have to pay attention to today, because I will say something about millennials. First of all, I love millennials because they know tech and I don't. Number one, and we live in a digital world today. They're quick, they're smart, and if they're hungry and humble, like Aliki is and like Alexandria is and like some of the other ones that we have are, then they can get a lot of stuff done for you. But I will tell you this, that they're going to want a little bit more flexibility than you might be used to if you're over 50 years old or if you're a baby boomer. They just do. Because their lifestyle is more important than, you know, the old days of working the job for, you know, 80 hours a week for, you know, 50 years to finally get retirement. It's over, okay? So somebody like Aliki sits down, you know that she's got the goods, you know she can make it happen, but then she's like, okay, this is what I need, this is the package. I'm good with that. If we can produce this, I'm good with that package. I'm good with it, but you got to bring the goods. Make sense? So usually pay is number five, okay? Now, here's the bigger question. What kind of person are they looking for? They're looking for someone who's successful, who has a good work ethic, who has a positive attitude, has a great appearance, who's intelligent, honest, and trustworthy, loyal, organized, takes initiative. They're looking for a leader. I mean, who wants to work for a chump? And it ain't that hard. You just got to care about people. You got to serve people. That's all. So my question to you is, what's your reputation as a business owner? If I came to your community and I asked people that know you, is that the list that they would give me? Is that the list that they would give me? Okay. All right. Understand that if you're going to attract great talent, if you're going to recruit the right people, it's a marketing process. If you've studied our marketing at all, you understand that business is all about relationships, and as I mentioned before, you got to build your network. Add value to everyone you know. Have a referral reward program. Brian talked about this yesterday. you know, offer a $300 or $500 or $1,000 referral reward to someone who brings you an employee. I'll let you write these down first. Start with existing team members. Be the picture of success. Always be positive. No experience needed. So let's flesh these out. Why is it important to start with your existing team members to get them to refer you? That's right. If you have good employees, if you have good team members, guess what? They probably know some people. Here's the cool thing. If you're providing a great experience for them, their friends know it. We have people coming to us. In fact, I think Johan was referred by someone who worked there. And we've had people come to us and say, I'm here. We interview them. So why are you here? Well, I know that guy, and I know what he used to be like. And I know what he's like now. How cool is that? He's changed as a result of working here. How cool is that? So offer him a referral reward. I used to walk in our team meetings with three crisp $100 bills, and I'd say, who wants it? Who wants it? Who wants it? Get a little close, let them smell it. You know, you can touch it, you can't take it, right? And when they're finally jumping, yes, I want it, then I tell them what I want. We need people. Would you be willing to invite some of your friends in to apply for a job? You can have this $300. We like to hire people without experience because how many of you have found that people with experience might know their technical craft very well, but they don't know how to smile at a customer? They don't know how to show up on time. We had a guy one time that had tremendous experience. He could do everything but show up on time, but be nice to people. Can't have that. We had Michael Gerber sitting in this room several months ago, and somebody said, well, you know, I'm in like medical, you know, I'm in legal. We've got 100 different industries. You can't hire a doctor without any experience. So here's what he said. Hire at the minimum technical level possible. In other words, if I had a medical facility, man, that's going to be the intern center because I'm going to be looking for the people who have the future. Does that make sense? I'm going to be looking for the people who've got the goods that are going to be, that have got the right makeup that we can grow in this organization. So hire them at the lowest possible technical level, then train them your way. Because here's the other thing, is that there's plenty of technical training out there that you can send people to, and that's one of the ways that you can show them that you value them. And when you show them that you value them, they'll be inspired. And John Michalidis is going to love this because he's going to remind me of this for the rest of my life. And that is that every leadership book that I read, I've been going through the Leadership Challenge. What a phenomenal series. So you need to study Patrick Lencioni and you need to study the Leadership Challenge series if you want to get up to speed on leadership. The Leadership Challenge, Encourage the Heart, Learning Leadership, all the ones that I showed yesterday, and you guys will get those slides. If you haven't gotten them yet today or yesterday, you'll get them today. Did you get them today? Yes. Give it up for Victoria, the marketing ninja. Ninja. Hey, Victoria, we need like a animated video of you doing like your moves, you know what I'm saying? It's like Charlie's Angels. Not going to happen. You can animate it. I'm up here teaching about leadership, and you're going to say no and maybe? What's up with that? Huh? What's up with that? What's that? Oh, it's an unreasonable request. I got it. That's all right. We'll make the video. I got other people.
Maybe not the first time, but the second or the third, right?
That's right. We do have our methods. What handouts?
The ones that she made up for me. They're on their email. They're in here.
Email. Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. The deal is leadership is effectively communicating your vision. But you can have the clearest vision in the world, but communicating is different. How many of you would say that the word love is probably the most important word in the English language? How many of you have ever told somebody that you love them, or someone's told you that they love you? Now watch this. Maybe some of you have been through this exercise with Santiago, but I sent him to a training. He comes back with this exercise, and I love it. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. If love is one of the most important words in the English language, let's find out what it means. So get your pen out. And what I'd like for you to do is I want you to write down three words, three individual words that describe love to you. Three one-word definitions of the word love. Write them down. All right. Now what I want you to do is I want you to very quickly, each one of you, before I do that, I need a facilitator at each table. Okay, so pick your leader. Okay, pick your leader. Okay, all right, facilitator. Keep everybody on track. And here's what you're going to do. The facilitator, all right, all leaders, all facilitators, listen to me very carefully. Here's what you're going to do. Each person is going to share their three words just like this. Okay? And what you're going to do is when you hear a word that's repeated by one person, by another person, like if Isaiah said compassion and then someone else said compassion, then just give a tick mark. Just one tick mark. Everybody understand the instructions? Okay. So quickly share your three words all the way around the table. Ready, set, grow. If you didn't write it down, don't share it because you can't borrow from anybody else.
Godly, praise, and servant.
Okay. So you got one. Okay. One. When your table has completed the exercise, I want the leader of the table to stand up. Leader of the table, stand up when you're done. That way we'll have a visual of how we're doing. Okay? All right. Now that's a big table back there. How are we doing back there? All right. Are y'all done? Leader, stand up. All right, Tracy, let me have the microphone, please. Okay, so this table right here, you got four people at the table. Denise, right? Okay, Denise, how many words did you guys have? Well, actually, we don't need the microphone. I'm just going to go real quickly. Okay, so how many words matched?
One.
One out of four. Okay, Cindy?
Three
out of how many people? Three out of eight. Two out of four. One out of four. Okay.
One out of five.
One out of five. One out of five. Wow, three. Okay, a lot in common there. How about over here?
Two out of five.
Two out of five.
Five out of six.
What? Dang, y'all got the right table there. Watch this. Zero out of three, okay? Zero out of three. Two out of five. Two out of five.
One out of two.
One out of two. That's not fair. Okay. All right. One out of four.
One out of three.
Okay.
Three out of six.
Okay.
Three out of six.
Two out of five.
Three out of four.
Okay. Here's the point. The point is that communication is somewhere around 55% body language, 38% tone, and only 7% words. And really, if you probably got this whole group together and collected all those, you'd probably be somewhere around the 7% range. When you get a group of people together, 7 to maybe 10, 15%, something like this. Because how many of you have heard somebody say, "I love you"? I love you too. But you know what? Yeah, how's that go? I love you, man. I love you, man. But how many of you know that I can show somebody that I love them without saying a word, right? I can show people that I love them by what I do, how I act, how I care for them. How many of you are familiar with the five love languages, right? What are they? Quality time, physical touch, acts of service, giving gifts, and which?
Words
of affirmation, right? Phenomenal book, okay? So just like this, you love people in their preferred style. But can you see why it's so difficult to communicate? Because we can't even agree on what the one most important word in the English language actually means. Love your people. Well, what does that mean? Bigger question is, what does that mean to them? And the only way you're going to know that is if you get to know them. Zig Ziglar said this: you don't build a business, you build people, and people build the business. Yes or yes?
Yes.
All right. Did you guys learn something there?
Yes.
All right. We're going to have very quickly one of our sponsors come up. Can I get Dana Clary from SMT to come to the stage with a microphone, please? I think that's who's up. Is that right? So,
hello.
Sales and Marketing Technologies, otherwise known as SMT. This is the digital marketing company that we work with. They've done a phenomenal job for us. So come on up here, Dana. Give Dana a big hand clap. Yeah, you can come right through there. All right, so I have three questions for you.
Excellent.
Okay, question number one is, tell me a little bit about Sales and Marketing Technologies.
Oh, I might be prepared for that. So Sales and Marketing Technologies, and is SMT for short, we are a 26-year-old digital marketing company. So that is true. If you think about how long you've had a computer, you might not have had a computer. Some of you might not even be 26 years old. But for those of us that are older than 26 years old, SMT is one of the original digital marketing agencies in the country. We had one of the first 200 websites ever built in the world. And we've helped over 4,500 companies with their marketing systems and technologies.
Beautiful. You guys have done a phenomenal job for me. So what kind of companies do you work with?
Okay, cool. So we work with again, been around 26 years, so we worked with companies in all different industries, healthcare, hospitality, have some carpet cleaners in the mix, personalities. So the average size of the company we work with, usually, you know, 8, 10 employees and above. And companies that are smaller, we work with too, if they are kind of on the fast track or they have the budget, if you will, to, you know, hire an agency.
Right, because you're not going to, you don't just like slap up a $500 website. That's
correct.
Not what you guys do.
No, we don't do that.
Okay. All right. There are a lot of marketing practitioners and agencies out there. Why would someone work with SMT?
Okay, so why would somebody work with us? Because we're the best. Because we're the best. So we have, again, we have specialists in, you're not going to find a whole lot of companies that have a specialist in the areas I'm about to say. So we have one of the top copywriters in the country, no kidding, on our team in direct marketing. So he has worked on multi-million dollar campaigns and he works with, you know, a lot of our clients. So we have that. We have some of the most custom programmers on our team. So, you know, sometimes people have individual, and there's actually a few in this room, like you have some things that you can't buy off the shelf. There's some things that you need to do for your business, especially for those of you in e-commerce that can't be purchased off the shelf. So we have some of the best programmers in the country. We have the social media specialists. And then finally, but certainly last but not least, we have one of the top Infusionsoft campaign specialists, both on the marketing side and on the technology implementation side in the country, like no kidding. Like some people, yeah, like people that get stuck, some of the specialists that get stuck call us to get to him.
Yeah, they do a phenomenal job with the Infusionsoft part. How many of you own Infusionsoft, by the way? Let me see your hands. Okay. They're doing a, yeah, so if you have Infusionsoft, you guys are doing a workshop this evening, right?
Yeah, we do a workshop at 5.
Okay. It'd probably be 5:15, but
okay.
After the final break. If you have Infusionsoft, definitely go to that workshop. And what are y'all going to do in that workshop?
So we're doing the 5 ways to get your business growing again. So it'll span all kinds of things. So we pared it down to make it 5 so you can at least walk away with something that's going to work for you. But it will all be in the digital realm.
Okay. Finally, what's the one thing you want people to know about marketing today?
Okay, well, the one thing is I have a question and I have a one thing. So my question is, are you getting enough leads off the internet? And you answer that for yourself because you know the answer. But the one thing I want to leave people with is the days of putting up a website and walking away from it and thinking that you're going to get seen because people search for you, those days are somewhat over. And the days of just putting up a website and doing some SEO, those days are dwindling. So the thing that you need to know is pay to play is increasingly becoming the trend. And it's something that you need to budget for. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you want to talk to us or talk to a specialist because we know what we're talking about.
Awesome. Give it up for Dana Clary with SMT.
Thank you.
Okay, you can take that with you. Yeah.
I can take this with me so I can sing and dance. Okay.
So the thing is what I would recommend to you as a leader of your business is study marketing. Find out what's going on out there. In fact, that's what I'll be talking about in the very next session. So look at your watch. Count 20 minutes from right now. And on your way out to see SMT and our other vendors, grab yourself an OGB t-shirt and find out how you can connect with them and support them. And be back in your seats for phenomenal marketing and sales systems. Thank you very much.